Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Rules by Lauren H. May, narrated by Amanda Friday. A life without love is like a year without summer. Swedish proverb. 1. Danny Petrillo had one rule for the day. Do not cry. It wasn't that weddings themselves made her teary. At 29, she'd been to plenty of them, and not once had she felt even the hint of a tingle in the back of her nose. In fact, she'd been not crying at weddings as long as she could remember. When she was 9 years old, her mother dressed her in a canary yellow gown that clashed hideously with her white blonde hair and made her a junior bridesmaid at her second wedding. Bruce, the man who'd lived next door to them for Danny's entire life until he'd moved in and become her stepfather, was a nice enough guy, but the moment didn't exactly move her. Her father had remarried a year later. He started a new family with a woman named Hannah, who'd come with two daughters, already adults. Danny had been dressed and dolled and trotted out for both of their weddings before they'd become strangers to her again. Step-siblings, cousins, co-workers. She'd seen plenty of friends get married, and she'd been perfectly happy for them. But she'd never been that girl who heard Pachelbel's canon and worried about her eye makeup holding up. Neither had Kat, her best friend since age 11, and the one wearing the white dress today. In all the hours they'd spent in Kat's bedroom, trying on Kat's sister's makeup and old prom dresses, it hadn't occurred to them to dress up as brides. They both seemed to be missing that gene that wrapped all little girls' fantasies in white lace and fairy tale love. It was why they got along so well. But earlier that evening, in a stone chapel filled with fresh-cut peonies and lit with hundreds of white votives, when the four-piece mariachi band dressed all in white had played Ave Maria and she'd caught Kat blinking back tears, Danny had been glad the makeup artist had chosen waterproof mascara for the bridal party. And now, on the brick patio in the courtyard of a fancy boutique hotel downtown, beneath hundreds of white globe string lights twinkling in the night sky, watching her best friend smile adoringly at her new husband, Danny's throat felt as tight as a champagne bottle ready to pop. Except instead of booze, it was a good, ugly cry that was dying to escape. "Time's up," she said, waving her hand in Kat's face to separate it from Josh's. Despite that little wave of emotion, they were a lot. "Pick your poison." "No," Kat whined. "That's against the rules." "Sorry, Kat. No shots rule is boring. Choose."
"Just one," Josh said. At least someone was willing to have some fun.
He gazed down at Kat, twisting a lock of her black-brown hair around his fingers. He looked different today, without his usual surfer dude stubble and backward baseball cap. Older. Maybe it was the navy blue tux, or the fact that your wedding day is sort of the pinnacle of adulthood. But something about him seemed fundamentally changed. The whole night did, which was why they needed shots.
"Fine."
Kat's scowl softened, and Danny felt a jolt of victory. They didn't call Josh the cat whisperer for nothing.
"This did not go well the last time,"
Sonia reminded them, with a judgy sip of champagne. She was referring to Josh's 35th birthday party a few weeks back, when Kat had decided she could match Danny drink for drink and ended up swimming in the Chesapeake in cutoff shorts and her UVA hoodie. Danny wasn't going to take the blame for that one, though. Who forgets their phone is in their pocket when they jump in the water? Although she probably didn't need to laugh so hard over it.
"Enough dodging. If Kat doesn't pick, I do."
Dylan Pierce, the best man and vocal opponent of the no-shots rule. He slung an arm around Danny's shoulders, his expensive cologne wafting into her space as he shot her the kind of smile that made good girls want to be bad. It was his trademark, that smile. In the 2 years she'd known Dylan, she'd never seen him wear any other expression.
It was the kind of smile that said whatever bullshit is going on around him. He neither noticed nor cared. Oh, the world is ending? Here, let me make you a drink, sweetheart. He was the perfect ally. Have a little fun, Kit Kat, he went on, poking her arm. Dangerous tactic, given the way Kat glared at him. But Dylan got away with stuff like that. With Kat, it was because he was Josh's best friend, but with most women, it was that face. Dylan could say whatever he wanted, as long as he looked at you with his big puppy dog eyes. They were this soft, mossy green color that looked entirely subdued in the midst of his other striking features. Thick, chocolate-colored hair, meticulously shaped stubble beard, dimples that looked like they were chiseled into his cheeks, that broad, prominent nose that ended in an unexpected, impish little upturn. On any other man, it might look too big. On Dylan, it looked bold and confident, like him. But then there were those eyes. Danny turned back to Kat, annoyed at how long she'd been looking at him. What's it going to be? Kat bared her teeth and growled at Danny like one of those tiny toy dogs that thinks it's intimidating. She was adorable. Tequila, she relented. Excellent choice! Danny turned to the poor waiter, who'd been standing silently by while they hashed this out, and he hurried off to the bar. Moments later, he was passing out 5 little glasses of brown liquor. Body shots? Dylan asked. Danny rolled her eyes and held up her glass. Nice try. She turned to the newlyweds. A toast. To Katya and Joshua, may your love sicken us all for years to come. Hear, hear, Sonia said. Kat waited until Danny had tipped the shot to her mouth, then quickly shoved hers into Josh's hand, grinning triumphantly when he downed it for her. Wuss. Breaking the no-shots rule was decidedly Danny's best move of the night. She'd managed to pry Kat away from Josh by flirting with the DJ and coaxing him into some old-school music. Kat was an absolute fool for Shakira. Kat did a little pirouette on the dance floor, showing off the half-moon stains under her arms, and Sonia snorted into her champagne glass. How do you feel, Mrs. Rideout? Danny shouted over the music to the bride. I feel like this day couldn't have been more perfect. Sonia beamed. Aw, young love. Kat caught Josh's eye across the courtyard and blew him a kiss, one satin peep-toe heel kicked back behind her and a cheesy grin on her face. She looked like a vintage movie star in that dress, the way it hugged her curves like she'd been dipped in Spanish lace. The back plunged dramatically, right down to her waist, and her dark hair fell in big bombshell curls over both shoulders. She'd worn an old-fashioned mantilla veil for the ceremony, but she'd paired it with a red lip and a subtle cat eyeliner because she would never completely submit to any tradition. Classy, fierce Katya. Lovesick, googly-eyed Katya. The thought came to Danny unbidden, and her neck heated, embarrassed at the whiny, unsupportive little voice inside her head. It was just that she'd known Kat most of her life, and she'd never known there was another version of her that some cute guy she met in a bar would unlock. One who walked around with hearts in her eyes and blue kisses. But when Kat met Josh, Prince fucking Charming, her best friend became that girl. The one who'd suddenly gone misty-eyed. Again. For God's sake. Kit Kat! Kat sniffed and dabbed at the corner of her eye. I know. God, I feel like Emma. I'm so emotional. As if she'd been summoned by the wedding gods, Emma pushed into their circle, holding 4 plates of cake in a move only someone who'd waitressed through college could pull off. She passed them out while belting out the lyrics to Jagged Edge's Let's Get Married. Emma was in her glory. While Sonia bossed everyone around and Danny kept them all plied with champagne, Emma soaked in the ceremony of it all. Emma's had been the last big wedding, a vintage bed and breakfast, with a harp and a Cinderella-style dress, her college sweetheart for a groom. She'd cried pretty much the entire day. But they'd known this about Emma from the start. Kat was a surprise. Danny filled her mouth with cake to keep from saying anything snarky about Kat's waterworks. I'm glad Josh didn't smoosh this in your face, she said, though she wasn't really. That was one of her favorite wedding traditions. Kat laughed, her tears magically abated by sugar. He made me promise not to do it to him.
No way! And you agreed?
I left him guessing until the last minute. Sonia shook her head. You two are something else. Danny smoothed her tea-length, navy-blue dress, watching her feet wobble on her heels from the tequila. Was she missing something here? How was it that all of her friends had found these perfect guys, and she was still bobbing from sinking ship to sinking ship? Her last three boyfriends had worn out their welcome in a matter of weeks. Truthfully, she hadn't given much thought to the idea of settling down like this, looking at the same face day in and day out, listening to the same person's jokes, sex with the same person, forever. She hadn't even had the same hairstyle for more than a few months. And yet here was Kat, practically glowing at the idea of forever. Danny scooped up more cake with her fork.
Don't you ever worry that, I don't know, you'll get bored?
Emma made a noise like she was genuinely offended on behalf of love.
Is that what you think? Josh is boring?
Kat gave her an evil grin.
I know you guys think he's some sort of Prince Charming, but he's not always.
She lowered her voice and leaned in. He has the dirtiest mouth.
Oh my God, TMI, Sonia said.
Danny rushed to swallow her bite of cake, her finger in the air.
Hold up. I'm going to need you to expand on that statement.
Kat giggled, her cheeks glowing red.
I'm just saying, people have so many layers. You could live with someone for 50 years and probably never discover them all. You'll only get bored if you decide you've seen enough and stop peeling them back.
She scooped some frosting off of her plate with her finger and licked it off. Besides, if bored is the worst thing that happens between us, I'll join a book club. I've had enough turmoil in my love life. So has Josh. It feels good to have someone who I know will always be there.
You had us, though, Danny said.
Okay, someone who is always there and who also looks mad fine in his underwear. Danny snorted.
Oh my God, who knew getting married would turn you into a little horn dog?
Kat tipped her head onto Danny's shoulder, knocking the white orchid she had fastened askew.
Layers.
Danny pressed her thumb into the corner of her eye, blotting her mascara back into place. Back to keeping things light. Moments like this, teary, loaded moments, they made Danny itch. She fished her phone out of the top of her dress and angled it toward Kat, just as she put more cake into her mouth. The flash startled her, and her beautifully done-up face twisted awkwardly around her fork.
Oh my God, why?
That sappy look in Kat's eyes was replaced by the spitfire Danny recognized.
For the album!
Sonia laughed.
I hope you're sharing that.
Danny had been keeping a file of horribly timed photos of all of her friends for years. They came in handy for birthdays, anniversaries, basically any event you didn't want ruined with a slideshow of embarrassing candids. Sonia only found it amusing because she never seemed to take a bad picture. Her skin was dark enough to hide any imperfections, and she was a total gym rat, so she didn't have an ounce of hidden flab for anyone to document.
Don't worry, Danny said. I'll post it while she's lying on a beach in Hawaii and hag Josh.
Kat stuck her tongue out.
I hate you.
Mood officially lifted.
Take a real one, Danny,
Emma said. She took everyone's plates and set them on the nearest table.
No,
Kat scowled.
Come on, Kit Kat,
Danny said, maneuvering them into a half circle.
We need one of all of us.
Sonia and Emma squeezed in, and Danny came around to Kat's other side. She threw her arm around Kat's neck, avoiding all of the curls and lace and fresh-cut flowers.
You're my bestest friend in the whole wide world, Kit Kat,
she whispered, stretching her arm out to get them all in the photo.
Always remember you loved me first.
Kat snort laughed. Emma opened her mouth to say something, and Sonia put on a supermodel grin. Danny snapped the photo.
Ugh, Danny!
Jagged edge faded out, and in a testament to the skill of DJ Hottie McFly, blended seamlessly into the first notes of At Last. Danny pushed Kat with her elbow.
You should go find your husband.
I should. Kat squeezed her around the waist. Love you, Danny.
Love you more.
Danny watched Kat cross the dance floor to her husband. Josh met her in the middle, cupping her face in both of his hands, and kissed her like she'd been gone for years. When Danny turned back around, Emma and Sonia had both beelined toward their dates. Great. She could feel her good mood waning as the lyrics got more and more romantic, and she stood there alone. She swung her eyes around the courtyard for someone to talk to and spotted Dylan waiting at the bar. He hadn't brought a date, which was unlike him. She couldn't remember an event where Dylan didn't have a new woman on his arm. Last summer, she'd tagged along with Kat to a charity softball game that Josh and Dylan's architecture firm had sponsored. Dylan spent the entire time either on the field or in the dugout, but by the time it was over, he'd somehow snagged three women's phone numbers. At a softball game. His dating success wasn't a mystery. Dylan was 6 feet of lean muscle and had that deadly combination of a boyish smile and a tattooed chest. It made it easy to overlook his overgrown frat boy persona. She had to admit, he looked especially tall, dark, and handsome in that suit. The blue tie made his mossy eyes look sort of emerald, actually, and she'd never found a reason to complain about the way a nicely pressed dress shirt showed off his narrow waist. She allowed herself the indulgence of checking out his ass as he leaned his elbows on the bar. But when she dragged her eyes back up his body, he was staring back. Oops. Dylan cocked his head to the side, his smile smug. Heat slapped her cheeks. No doubt about it, she'd been caught. There was nothing left to do but own it. Besides, flirting with Dylan might be just the thing she needed to get her out of this sentimental mood she'd found herself in. Now if she could just walk over there without swaying. Hey, she said, bumping Dylan's upper thigh with her hip. He had a good 5 inches on her, even in her heels. Order me one, will you? Dylan's lips curved into a grin.
Sure thing.
He held up 2 fingers to the bartender, and the kid pulled out a matching glass. Dylan turned back to her, his eyes dancing, as he swiped a thumb over her cheek. He held it up, and her face flushed again. Frosting. Great. So much for owning it. He licked the frosting off of his thumb, watching her closely.
You sure you need another drink, Danny Pie?
Yes, Dylan. And don't call me that.
It's your Instagram name.
Stop stalking me on Instagram.
Never.
The bartender slid 2 shots across the bar. Dylan tossed a few bills into the tip jar and balanced them both in one hand.
Trade you yours for a dance, he said. Unless you're afraid you might turn to mush when I get my hands on you.
I'm not sure you can keep up with me on the dance floor, she said, ignoring the fact that she knew he could. She also knew she was pleasantly buzzed and feeling more than a little emotional. Bad combination when you're thinking about pressing yourself to another warm body, especially a hard one like Dylan's. Dylan's chest puffed predictably.
I guess I have something to prove, then.
Fine. She held out her hand, and he placed one of the shots in it. She could behave herself for a dance. So here we are, she said, wrapping one arm around his neck, the other clutching her shot. Officially the last ones on the singles cruise. Dylan's hand landed on her waist.
We knew it was coming.
We did.
You remember the first night we all met?
He asked, his voice uncharacteristically nostalgic. I do.
It's weird, right? 1 minute you're on vacation trying to get laid, and the next your best friend meets his future wife. Sappy fucker.
Danny laughed, nearly spitting out her tequila. She wiped out her lips, then took a proper sip. Don't act like you don't love your boy.
I love him,
he said, looking over the top of her head.
Everyone does.
She caught something in Dylan's tone that surprised her. Not envy, but a comparison nonetheless. She followed his gaze across the dance floor, seeing Josh and Kat still cuddled up. They are a little sickening, she said.
Right?
Don't forget, I was there for that magical moment.
You'd have thought the heavens had just opened up and choirs of angels were singing.
Danny batted her eyes and swooned in her best Cat and Josh impression. Dylan laughed into his tequila.
Foolishness.
Gag-worthy. His arm tightened around her, turning them, and another whiff of that cologne, salty and fresh, swarmed her senses. He smelled delicious. She imagined running her tongue along the razor edge of his facial hair, and then mentally slapped herself for it. So much for behaving. She gulped the rest of her shot and was about to suggest another when a petite woman with graying black hair and olive skin tapped Dylan on the shoulder. He turned, the tips of his ears going red.
Dylan, sweetie, I'm going to head out. I'm exhausted.
The woman turned to Danny, flashing a pair of familiar green eyes.
Hi, I'm Irene, Dylan's mom.
Oh, wow. He was the spitting image. This was priceless.
Your cat's best friend, right?
Danny, nice to meet you.
Oh, you too.
Irene's eyes dropped to Dylan's hand on Danny's waist, and her grin pulled wider.
Well, I just love Cat. She's darling. Have you known each other long?
Danny glanced at Dylan and winked. He was hating this. We've known each other since we were kids.
Just like Dylan and Josh.
Even younger, Danny said. We met in middle school. Irene clasped a hand over her heart, as if that were some sort of sign from God, and Dylan's eyes closed like he was praying for strength.
Oh, well, that's just adorable,
Irene cooed. Okay, Mom, I'll see you later. You sure you're okay to drive home?
Yes, of course, Dylan. I've been drinking coffee all evening. I'm going to say goodbye to the newlyweds. I love you. Call me this week.
Bye, Ma. Love you, too. She tapped his cheek and floated off in a cloud of Chanel. Danny's lips twisted from holding in a laugh.
Such a mama's boy,
she teased.
I never would have thought.
Yeah, yeah. He tugged her wrist until she was looking at him again. I think I deserve another dance since she interrupted us.
No, my feet hurt. Let's take a walk.
Even better. They ditched their empty shot glasses and wove through the white tablecloths to the far end of the courtyard. Danny wrapped her arms around her bare shoulders. It was June in D.C., and at least 80 degrees, but a sudden chill swept over her skin when they lost the heat of the crowd.
Why didn't you bring a date tonight? Dylan asked.
He slipped an arm around her as they walked, rubbing her goosebumps away. It was a friendly gesture, but she found herself leaning into the touch, the comfort of skin on skin.
Why try to make some new guy feel comfortable with all of you jerks all night?
No time for that.
Dylan gestured to a stone bench between two topiaries covered in lights, and Danny sat, crossing her legs and letting her shoe slip off of her heel. The relief was instant.
I'd rather just have fun and enjoy being with everyone, she said.
The thought of entertaining a date all night had daunted her. She hadn't even considered it.
How about you?
Dylan's eyes swept over her bare legs, far from discreetly.
How was I going to get my dance with you if I had a date?
So smooth, Dylan.
He was on top of his game tonight, and the way he flirted never failed to send sparks to her bloodstream. The baser parts of her had always been intrigued by the guy with the good hair, dressed way too fancy for every situation. Dylan never hid his own interest either. Being the only two single ones in the wedding party, it may have occurred to her that the two of them could make a mutually beneficial bad decision, the kind she'd avoided due to how complicated it could get with their group of friends. Besides, after that conversation with Kat, sleeping with someone because she was alone with them and buzzed felt a little like putting on a dress she'd grown out of. Then again, the thought of going back to her hotel room alone when everyone else was coupled up didn't feel great either. Just that little contact of his hands and her arms made her want to lean in and soak up the connection. Imagine the way his whole body would feel. Danny heard the opening notes of the song Kat had chosen to round out the night, and another wave of emotion tickled the back of her throat. The party was over, in more ways than one. Sean, the other groomsman, went rushing by, his ginger-bearded cheeks blotchy and red from the booze. He snickered like a kid sneaking out of the house, pulling his wife behind him as she tried to keep up in her heels.
"After party at the hotel bar,"
he said, tipping his head in that direction. Dylan raised his eyebrow at Danny.
"You in?"
"You didn't think I was turning in early, did you?"
She should totally turn in early.
"Not for a second."
Dylan's eyes did a little zigzag over her face, and a shock of heat pooled in her belly. Suddenly, he was much closer, and she couldn't remember which one of them had moved.
"Maybe I can get another dance at the after party then,"
he said, running his tongue over his lip. She wanted to bite it. She tipped her chin, matching his flirty expression.
"Maybe I should stop at my room and change first."
Oh, God. Her voice had gone all breathy against her will. Was she really doing this?
"Okay."
Dylan's mouth quirked in confusion.
"Slow on the uptake, this one."
It was now or never. She pulled her lip between her teeth and wrapped her fingers around his wrist.
"Maybe you should come with me."
Dylan's whole body went stiff for a fraction of a second, but he quickly recovered. His dark eyes swept over her, sizing her up like he was trying to decide if he could consume her whole or if he'd have to take her piece by piece. Just when her cheeks started to burn under the weight of his stare and what she'd just proposed, a smile spread across his face, pulling hers with it. Then he went in for the kill. He dipped his head, his breath warm on her ear.
"My room has booze."
"Hey, bad decision. It's Danny Petrillo. Nice to see you again."
2. Holy shit. Dylan tried to keep the shock from his face as he led them up the stairs to his room. But the possibility that Danny Petrillo had just propositioned him banged around in his brain, making his steps unsteady. He'd been fantasizing about Danny for 2 years now. All of Kat's friends were cool, but Danny was the kind of woman he'd always had a hard-on for. Classy as hell, but with a wild streak she didn't even try to hide. Could he honestly have gotten this lucky? Not that he wasn't confident in the Dylan Pierce effect, but Danny had always seemed to be immune. When he'd given her his classic, "Let's move this party to my room," line, he'd expected her to laugh in his face. He'd steal at least one more peek at her in that dress, and he'd wake up the next day with balls as blue as the sky. But she was still holding his arm, still rubbing her thumb along the inside of his wrist, making his skin burn with that tiny bit of contact. She had to know what she was doing. Dylan slid his key card into the reader and held the door open, watching as she crossed into his room. He flicked on the small bedside lamp, letting the rest of the room stay dim.
"You ever think about doing this whole song and dance?"
she asked, trailing her finger along the nightstand as she floated over to the king-sized bed in the middle of the room. She dropped her heels and took a seat on the edge.
"You know, the chapel and the caterers and the centerpieces."
"I don't know if this is really my style."
"That's right. You're more the love 'em and leave 'em type."
"Hey, now. You've got me all wrong, Danny Pie,"
he said with a grin. He loosened his tie and went to the credenza, where he'd set up a makeshift bar. Top-shelf liquor, a set of engraved tumblers he'd bought for the occasion. He plucked a bottle of Patron from the flock, and she nodded.
"Come on, Dylan. We've spent a lot of weekends together since Kat and Josh bonded us all for life. You haven't brought a single girl to more than one event."
It was a harsh assessment, but it wasn't far from the truth. He had a little bit of a reputation for getting in and out when it came to women. But wasn't it better than leading them on, wasting their time, ingratiating them to the people he cared about, just so they could say goodbye shortly after? He poured the liquor and thought of Josh and Kat, wrapped around each other on the dance floor, all shiny-eyed and hopeful for their future. That was never going to be him. Why pretend? Though, there was something about the way Kat looked at Josh that made Dylan's chest feel warm and tight. And right on the heels of all that warm tightness was the overwhelming desire to get completely trashed. He handed Danny one of the shots he'd poured, taking a safe seat in the armchair while he waited to see how this was going to play out. She sipped her shot, hissing at the burn.
How's your mom feel about your lone wolf shtick?
His mom. For the captain of team...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?